lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Welcome to the Delilah Show. Dave, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Delilah. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Who are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of my mom tonight.
Your mama? What's your mama's name?
Heather.
Now, why is mama on your heart?
Well, we didn't get along for probably about 10 years there. I was kind of one of those problem child.
One of those rebellious kids?
That's about it.
One of those?
Just recently in the last year, we really started working on patching things up, and you know, I drive truck for a living, so I'm on the road through all 48 states, and I think about her every day.
So you were a hardhead. At what age, Dave, did you start to, you know, become the bad boy?
Oh, probably 15, right around that good age, you know.
So what are some of the worst things that you can actually share on the air that you did that I know broke your mother's heart?
Oh, ran away from home, didn't go to school. You know, we came from a good home, and I'm one of five. So I think probably a lot of it came from having, you know, being the youngest of one of five. I think I just kind of rebelled a little bit.
Pushed the boundaries.
That's it.
And by then, mom was so tired after raising the other four, she couldn't really rein you in. So now you want to say, yo, mom, I'm kind of sorry.
Right.
Didn't mean to break your heart. Maybe you were right about a few things. Okay, maybe you were right about everything.
About everything, yeah.
I'll play a good song. And thank you for being such a good kid and you know, calling and admitting that you blew it.
Well, thank you very much, too.
You have a good night, honey.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. Carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up. Time I feel there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under. This time I fear there's no one to turn to. This
this all or nothing way of loving, go be sleeping without you. No, I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your soul till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Our Delilah Dilemma tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma reads, Dear Delilah, about a year and a half ago, I met the nicest, kindest man after I had just been dumped, and I was left heartbroken. I truly felt he was the one for me. I could be myself around him, and we liked to travel together, do fun things on weekends. I felt I'd met someone truly special. Then I started having issues with his family. They were very demanding of our time. I wanted to spend time with him myself, more than they were willing to share. It became a major source of tension in our relationship, and we ended up breaking it off. It's been 3 months since he and I last spoke, and I miss him. I wish I could have communicated better, that I just needed some time away from his family. I want a life with him, just not with them. I hope we can reconnect somehow. I hope he can forgive me. What should I do? From Brooke. Brooke, I will have my Mama Delilah words for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST. It's the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. And there's no better way to do that than through Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tool helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer dashboard. Nix the hassles. Start hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
Okay, Jenny, you're in at forward.
Coach, you sure you don't want me to take over? It seemed like you weren't feeling too good earlier.
I'm feeling better.
No cough or chest congestion?
Took Mucinex Kickstart.
No more headache?
Nope.
Fever? Body pain?
I'm back in the game.
New Mucinex Kickstart gives all-in-one and done relief with a morning jolt of instant cooling sensation.
That's it, Jenny. Take the shot.
With Mucinex Kickstart, it's not cold and flu season. It's comeback season. Buy Mucinex Kickstart now at your favorite retailer. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
Ugh, I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
KZST.
Whoa. Hey. Whoa.
I've been waiting on the sunset. Bills on my mindset. I can't deny it. Getting higher, higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize this is just a journey. Drop your worries. You are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine. Oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down. Hey, you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down. Hey, I know it's hard. It's kicking these rocks. It's kind of hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics. Skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles. Stars get tangled. I start to compromise. My life and my purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine. Oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, no, it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle. Circling around again, it comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again, and it's a circle. Circling around again, it comes around. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard.
And I can't believe it happened to me.
I'm a lawyer, and I was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, 1 in 6 people are victims of identity theft. And the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. A deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And of Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Brooke, who started dating a man, fell in love with him, and soon realized she was actually dating his family because he never had time away from them just to spend one-on-one with her. Brooke, you don't give me enough details here to figure out what you mean by his family. Are you talking about it? Was he a single dad with children? Or was he a young man who still lives at home and shares his life with mom and dad? I don't know what you mean by his family. And you don't say how old you are or how old he is. So I really need those details in order to answer your question. Can you reconnect? I don't know if you can reconnect. If by family, his family, you mean he's got children, then no, you will not have time to yourself with him if he has children, young children, that need his attention. If they're under 16, 17, 18, you're not going to get a lot of alone time with dad. If by his family you mean his parents or siblings, then the problem isn't them. The problem is him being unwilling to sort of disconnect from them and be committed to you. And if he doesn't want to do that or is unwilling to do that, there is nothing you can do.
So if I were you, I would ask if we could sit down and have a conversation, put your cards on the table, say, I really love you. I would like to reconnect if we can and have a relationship, but I need some time with you that doesn't involve your family members. And again, if by family you're talking about minor children, then that's not going to happen. If by family members you're talking siblings or mom and dad, that can only happen if he wants that to happen. And if he doesn't want that to happen, you don't want to be with him, because that's a boy that refuses to grow into a man. So my best advice would be to communicate openly and honestly.
I know there's something in the wake of your smile. I get a notion from the look in your eyes. Yeah, you've built a love, but that love falls apart. Your little piece of heaven turns to dark. Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do. I don't know where you're going, and I don't know why, but listen to your heart before you tell. Nothing is what it seems. The feeling of belonging to your dreams. Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do. I don't know.
Delilah is on KZN.